Bank of Cardiff.
I need to speak with Ruben.
With who?
Ruben.
Oh, who's calling, please?
This is Marianne Berry, Berry Family Pool.
Hi, Marianne. This is Ruben. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. They called, gave me a message that you'd called after I left the store.
Yeah, I'm a senior underwriter here on your file. You were working with Jeremiah, who's on my team. Can you give me a second while I bring this up?
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Give me a second. All right, Marianne, I've got your file in front of me. I just want to kind of pick through it, make sure we're understanding everything. The goal here is to make sure you get the best product, both in term and interest rate available, okay?
Okay.
And I used to be on the sales side, so my goal is my understanding is you're probably getting a lot of people trying to pitch you working capital and kind of a lot of people throwing loans at you. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, you are the first ones we've called. Besides them, we already have one with, the quarter spot or whatever. But that's the only ones we've been trying to deal with.
And then you also have a loan with Can Capital, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't been contacting them though.
Yeah, so just, our product is really educational. We're not here to put any sales pressure on you. I just want to walk you through it. Is it also a fair assumption to say that you worked with brokers getting these loans, or did you work directly with those two companies?
We just worked with those two companies.
No, I mean, did you work with Can? Did you get your loan through Can directly, or did you get it through a broker and likewise with Vice, with Quarter Spot? Did you work with a third party?
Directly. Or did you get
directly. Okay, so... So what's going on with your loan is, and I understand there's an issue with your Can loan where they basically modified the loan, correct? Hello?
Well, of course, we pay Can Capital, $500 a week.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to understand all the moving parts to get you the best offer. So I understand that they modified the payment from $388 a day to $500 a week. Is that correct?
Well, they went from back in the winter months, maybe they had us just do it about, it went to 700, then it went to 500, to 600, and now they've allowed us to go to 500.
Okay. And I'm guessing is that because there's some cash flow issues right now? Did you request that, or did they throw that out at you?
Well, we requested it because we're starting to... the slower season right now, so.
Okay. I can tell you what we could do for you. Feel free to ask me any questions, and I just want to help. So I also want to focus on what you're trying to accomplish to make sure we provide you a useful product. So right now, the notes that I have was that you're looking for about $40,000 in payroll. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is that $40,000 for payroll? Is that payroll for a month, payroll for a few months? How's that spread out?
Well, it's just for some expenses that are coming up, right? In the fall, we just seem like to always have to borrow loan money just to kind of help us through the winter whenever our sales are low, yeah.
Okay. So here's my feedback for you, and I definitely don't want to rub you the wrong way, but it's okay if I'm, brutally honest with you, correct?
Okay.
That's not going to rub you the wrong way or turn away your business, correct?
No.
Okay. So when you're doing multiple loans, it's really called stacking, and it's something that we try to stay away from because when you do these multiple loans, they're generally viewed as violations of contracts. So when you have a loan from a primary lender, and you get a loan on top of that, most lenders perceive that as a violation of the contract. It is extremely common. We even do second position loans, but when we have the ability to not do a second position loan and do a refinance, we'll offer it because refinancings are a better product. So what I want to do is really understand kind of not just how much you're needing, but how these next 6 months will play out. So right now you're needing $40,000. What do you expect your revenue to be over the next, say, few months? Is it going to drop significantly? Is it going to be just a little down? What do you think the next few months are going to look like for you over the winter?
Well, of course, it starts to drop pretty much like November. You know, we have pretty good sales this month in October, and then it cuts off quite a bit in November, and then December and January pretty low, and then picks back up in February.
Okay.
December and January, whenever we're really, the sales are low. Yeah.
Okay. I'm only seeing in the file the modification that was this month. I don't know what your original CAN Capital loan contract was. Do you know what the interest rate and term you paid them was?
I'm not real sure about the interest or anything. I know it seems like we had borrowed some and borrowed some more from them. And that was about 90, and so now we've got it down to 23, I think it is, or something.
Okay. So do you remember what your original, like, payback was that with them with by any chance, or no?
Well, it was supposed to be, like, year, and then after we refinanced it or something to get more money from them was in, I guess it was, then I guess another year added on, a year from that particular time, so.
But when you initially borrowed 90, do you know what you were paying back, what the cost of the loan was?
No, I don't really.
Okay.
I don't have their particular papers.
Okay.
Andy, I know they've been filed in boxes the year before or whatever, so I would have to go back and find it. I just don't have it right now.
So, and I understand that your goal, I know we can modify the loan for you, but that was recently. So until recently, you were paying $387 a day. So you were paying $387 times 22. You were paying $8,514 a month plus your quarter spot loan, which is around $2,000 to $2,500 a month. So the total
That 388, we were paying that before we took out a quarter spot loan. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you were paying about...
That was last year in our busy time. We paid that for a short time, and then
that's why I'm confused. So, because
I can find out and let you know tomorrow about exactly when we paid it or whatever. I just can't remember. I mean, I don't know for sure because we paid it for a short time, and then we had to. We just weren't able to keep that up, and we had to. They just had to allow us to change our payments because, we just couldn't do it. Yeah.
Okay. No, and I understand. I don't think anyone. I think it's really we see a lot of these refinancings, and we have to be as honest with people as humanly possible, and not beat around the bush. It's not a way to earn business. So the question that I have is, where I'm really confused, is that when I look at your bank statement for the month of September, I see that NewLogic is doing a weekly payment of $971 a day, but then the payoff that I have goes from $388 to $500 a week. So is it $500 a week, or is it $971? Which one is it?
Well, okay, there was, I think, 1 month that they had it 971 back in the winter, I guess it was.
Well, I see this for September's bank statement so far.
That's September of 2015. Oh,
I'm looking at the wrong bank statement. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
2015, because you don't have 2016 yet, because I haven't gotten it yet in the mail. Yeah.
Okay, so let me see if I can pull this up. That's probably causing confusion than I have. Okay, so I see quarter spot at 583, and I see NewLogic at $700. That's in August. So now has it gone from $700 a day to So what's the new payment, I guess, is the where I'm very, very confused, to be honest.
Okay.
I just don't understand.
Okay, well, you're probably looking at, we've paid, I guess, $700 a month, maybe for a while with them, and then they...
$700 a month or a day?
Maybe last winter we were paying,
What are you currently?
$600 to $700, and then see they redo it for every 4 weeks, and so it was started out at like $700, and then they cut it back to $600 for a while, and then now they've allowed us to do just $500 a week.
Okay, because they want to make sure you're not going to miss any payments, correct?
Well, they just say. You know, I'm sure we pay them off.
Yeah, no, that's what these collection people are here to do. They're to make sure that you guys, you know, that they ultimately receive their money. So here's my
get money than not anything at all.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a fair thing to say. So here's what I have, and I think I'm seeing all these bank statements. I'm seeing your August bank statement. So, do you mind if I kind of give you what my thoughts are and what the best program here is?
Okay, you can do that.
Sure. So, there's a lot of different ways to approach this, but I'm a big believer in just being honest. So, what's going on right now is I'm sure you kind of have people that are trying to do these piecemeal solutions, $30,000 here, some money here. But I'm guessing that really doesn't solve any of your kind of pressing issues. Is that an accurate statement? They're really more Band-Aid solutions?
Yes, but what Jeremiah told me yesterday was just payments higher than what we could afford.
Yeah, so I guess, and I understand that no one's going to give you money that you can't afford. So your goal is to get $40,000, correct?
I'd like that, yes.
Okay. Here's my concern. If you get $40,000 right now, it's all about payment. So right now, these companies are modifying your payments to basically keep you sticky so you keep paying them. Here's a question. If you get $40,000, and we can go through a few scenarios. If we don't pay off Can and QuarterSpot, let's just pretend we're not going to pay them off. They keep your loans, we give you $40,000. If that $40,000 is going to be spent by your business, how will you be able to pay our payments back? Because if their loans stay the same and you get $40,000 from us, that would be an additional stress on your business with no revenue to support it because the revenue would be going down. Is that a correct kind of scenario?
Yes, I assume that.
So with
what it was whenever I first started talking to you all, I said that if you could allow us, you know, longer than a year, then we'd be interested. And so they said, well, just send in all your stuff, and then we'll decide. Well, of course, we're not getting the long term, and that was what we were wanting, something like 36 months or something like that.
Oh, no, for an unsecured loan, no. So here's what's happening. When you have modifications on your loan, they're viewed in a negative light. They're viewed as high risk. So what Jeremiah was trying to do was put together a solution for you that kind of gets you out of this hole and helps you run your business. So to give you an idea, it's about term and it's mostly about interest rate, and most importantly, it's about your payment, your cash flow. So just so I can understand, you've been modifying these loans because if they're not modified, basically you won't be on a – basically you're trying to work for these companies so they're paid back. Is that correct?
Well, yes, we've been paying back QuarterSpot. They've been – you know, of course, we originally just got about 20,000 from them or something like that, so our payments were like 100 and something a day, 106 a day.
Oh, you got a lot of money from them previously?
Well, we had got, maybe it was about 18,000 to begin with QuarterSpot, and then we'd paid it down to 12,000 something, and then in May we took out 10,000 because I wanted it to pay some property tax. So
what's your current loan? What's your So your current payment with them is, let's see, was $583.
$583.27 a week. Yeah, and we owe them about, I think, 18 to 19.
What's the interest rate you paid on your quarter spot loan?
They never can tell me what interest rate we're paying.
Well, what do you pay back? What do you borrow and what do you pay back? What was the term?
Well, it's like 35. We pay back from 30 or what? I don't have my papers. I had to go get my car.
Okay.
All changing my car, so I'm actually just sitting out in the car. So I don't have. I'm not at the store, and so I don't have my papers to.
No worries. I'm going to propose three scenarios for you. And by the way, if you don't like what we have to say, it's fine. I guess the question I could ask you is this: right now, besides the $40,000. If you don't obtain it from us, what other avenues are you considering?
Probably get about half that from Quarter Spot.
Will $20,000 do anything for you? Or will just drive a bigger hole because you're only getting half the money you really need?
I don't really know. I just... kind of help pay some... things that we're just needing to pay up, like property tax, sales tax.
How much property tax and sales tax do you guys owe?
Well, we just got them in the mail, so I haven't really looked up, but I know it always comes in October, but we usually end up having to pay after the first of the year because we don't usually have it then. So.
Okay. So let me propose a solution for you that I would like to offer you and kind of walk you through it. I can respect what you're saying. You're saying, look, you've had some trouble with some of these loans. You're modifying them. You want to keep paying these lenders, but the idea of having a high payment scares you, and you want to have someone that actually has your best interest at heart. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. So just, you know, a little about myself. I help run Bank of Carter's underwriting division. I've been with our company for 9 years. So I've been in this industry for 9 years. I've been with our company for 9 years. My goal is not to put any pressure on you. If you don't like our loan, you will never, you never know, there's no forcing here. We definitely do want to help you out. And you build pools, correct?
Yes, we sell the above ground pools.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually just funded a customer who had a very similar situation. They did a refinance with us, and they actually are a pool company in Texas, as an FYI. So it's actually a small world.
Okay.
I can't tell you where they are. I can't tell you the name of their business, but I can tell you the city they're in and see if you're close. They are in I don't know how close this is to you. And they actually are putting up a review for us, like a nice positive review, because we helped them out of kind of this nasty loan they were in. So they are in, I think, Wichita Falls, Texas.
Okay.
If you know where that is.
Yeah, that's in the northern part of Texas. We're in east Texas, yeah.
Okay. So, actually, I also have some customers in Abilene, if you know where that is.
That's probably, yeah, I can say that's 5 and 6 hours from us, yeah.
Gotcha. So, here's my thought for you. I think you don't need to be sold a product. You just need to be told what's out there. So, what's happening is these small loans, in my opinion, $20,000, they won't help you. They really won't do anything. They'll make you happy, or you'll want to sign on them because it's a small payment. But in 2 months, the same issue is going to keep on coming up. Because what's going on with your loans are you're continuously modifying them, not because you run a bad business, you run a good business, but because they're Band-Aid solutions. $30,000, $20,000, I don't think it does enough for your business. And the way that Jeremiah proposes, you owe your current balances, you owe about $40,000 to your current lenders. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, if we give you $40,000, we give you them $40,000, that's refinanced the loan. Well, what will happen? Well, if you get more debt, but you're planning on spending all the money, well, you'll have more debt. Well, when you have more debt, you're going to have a higher payment. Regardless of what term you have, if you double your debt, you're going to have a higher payment. And so, what's going to happen is, the reason why I think that is not a good idea is, if your payment goes up, but you're going into a slow season, it's not going to help you. So here's, I think, what we'd like to propose. Okay. And I think it's a solution that makes sense. And I honestly think it's the best approval out there. I think it's a way better idea. Look, we just take it from someone who's doing this well. I know who QuarterSpot is. I think they're a great company. But if you're telling me you need $40,000 plus some extra cash, you know, I don't think a third loan is something you're looking for, correct?
Okay.
Is that accurate or no?
Yeah, just go ahead.
So basically, here's what we could do for you. We have a loan approval for you for up to $150,000. If you paid off your QuarterSpot loans, and we would pay them off, the QuarterSpot and the other loan, you would be looking at netting the remainder. And you can deal with Jeremiah on this. I'm just kind of wanting to hash this out. And the whole idea was there is the following. If you did $150,000 and you paid off 40, or 151, you paid off 40, you would get $110,000. If you're spending 40 of that on other goods, you know, on payroll and taxes and things like that, then you're going to be down to $70,000. But you would leave yourself with operating capital. The whole problem is if we give you $80,000, you will have a lower payment than you'll have a lower payment than 150, but it will kind of be back to square one. You know what I mean? You're telling me you're going into the slow season, your payment's going to go up, but because you'll have more debt, but the revenue won't be there to support it. That's the inherent issue here.
Okay.
I think so, what's really... I'm sorry?
What would the payment there be?
So, I mean, that's kind of the thing to go over. We're going to discount the payment, but you're going to have to be comfortable with a payment that's higher. So I think it all comes down to monthly cash flow. So you're going to be looking at, you know, if you did $151,000, you're going to look at a payment that monthly is going to cost you. Let's just give you these numbers. Your monthly cost on that loan is going to be about $16,000. It's $15,855. It's going to be a payment that you feel is very, very high, but the whole idea here is to kind of get you out of putting these two loans together and giving you one loan. That's something that we specialize in, is refinancing, which to me I think is a...
$15,855 a month.
I'm sorry?
That's $15,855 a month.
Yes. Correct, because you're getting one loan. Just so you know, the rate factor that we're offering you, the cost of the money, is probably very similar to QuarterSpot, and I don't know if it's cheaper or more expensive than CAN. I have nothing bad to say about these companies. They're really, really good companies. But I think giving you a solution where you actually are getting a sizable amount of operating capital to run your business, it's not better or worse. It's a different idea than just giving you a quick $40,000. I don't know if giving you a quick $30,000 really does much for your business, based on what you're telling me. I just want to give you avenues.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like, though, if you take the higher, that's just spending that money to pay you back, though, over the few months' time.
Well, no, you're getting a 12-month, so let's walk through this. So right now, you have a loan, and there's a lot of more underwriting that's done on this loan, so there's no guarantees here, but to give you an idea, you're modifying your loan with CAN right now because of this whole seasonal thing, because they want to collect their money, correct? Okay.
They work with us on it because they understand that we have a slow season, and you know, so they just... You know, more or less can work with about what we feel like we can pay them. So,
okay. And your QuarterSpot loan, you took that out after your CAN loan, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, like I said, that's something that we call what's called a second position loan. We offer that product as well. It's just something we would prefer not to, because here's the way it works. The more loans you have, the higher the cost of money. So, when you get that really happens on the third loan. So if someone will offer you a third loan, but it'll be very, very expensive and very short term. So let me kind of walk you through some numbers. So you're talking about borrowing an extra $40,000 potentially, correct?
Hello? Well, yes, because I thought you know, that's about what, you know, would help us to get by or whatever, and then lower payments if we had a longer term, but I understand that none of these that y'all do longer terms.
It's not true. We do longer terms, but for in terms of what your business qualifies for, and I think that's kind of, and I spoke with Jeremiah, and no one's going to sell you a product, Marianne, that you don't want. No one here is going to push on you. It's not what we do. We're just here to give you information. You said something that is really key. You said trying to get by, right?
Well, yes. It's just slow in those 2 winter months, and you know, and we've got, you know, overhead to pay, and it's just that's what we have to do.
So here's my thought process. Someone like let's just say we give you let's just say you get another 40,000. You mentioned that you might get quarter spot for some money, 20 or 30,000, right?
Well, yeah, because the payments wouldn't be too much more than what I'm paying now. So
how much would your payments change?
I really hadn't discussed too much about. I just had too many numbers. Like I said, I don't have my papers in front of me.
No. It's not a problem. I think here's one of the things that I would do. I don't work for QuarterSpot. Like I said, they're a great company. I just don't know their system. But here's what I would tell you. We don't want to compete with the same product that they're offering because you already have a relationship with them. We're not here to undercut anyone at the knees. One thing you mentioned was get by. So here's what we can do with this loan. If you want to move forward, and if you don't, it's no big deal. I'm just here to give you information and answer any questions you have. So I understand that you're trying to put these loans together to get through your toughest winter months. Is that accurate?
Yes.
I think, in my opinion, from what I've seen, when you put these loans together, they're somewhat of a Band-Aid solution. There is, in my opinion, a different type of solution. The different type of solution is, right now, you've got CAN, you know, trying to modify you, so you pay them. You're trying to put a piecemeal together, and I'm sure you don't even like making these phone calls. I'm sure you just want to run your business and kind of do what you do, correct?
Well, I just wish it were part-time in it, you know, and try to keep up with the head of the bookkeeping part. So it's just,
okay.
Yeah, but anyway, what is it if...
I think the way that I would view this loan.
If we don't get 150, I mean, I just.
Start that again.
I just don't feel like we can take 150 because I can't see us paying back, being able to paying back that much a month, which would just take all the money that I'm borrowing to pay that back.
Well, let's just give you another idea. You're looking to spend at least 40, right? So if you get 40 from us and you pay off QuarterSpot and CAN for 40, that gives you 80. But if we give you 80 and the 40 is already spent, the problem is, let's just give you those numbers, if you get an $80,000 loan, that's fine. You get an $80,000 loan, no big deal. The problem with giving you an $80,000 loan is you're telling me, hey, Ruben, or hey, Jeremiah, Bank of Cardiff, I'm already, or you're working with Mark here originally, correct?
Oh, yeah. Mark.
Okay. Yeah, great guy. The problem that you're going to face is if you borrow $80,000 and you're spending 40 to pay off your other lenders and you're spending 40 to pay off the current pay off bills that you need now, you're now have twice as much debt, but all the money spent. There's no way to support the payments. That's the whole issue. The whole issue is that if you get 80 and you have 40 that's already going here and 40 that's going over there, then you're even in a worse situation because now you have a higher loan payment, you have more debt, but you have no operating capital. The solution that we're trying to propose is, hey, it's more of a reasonable solution. It's pay off your current loans so you don't have to keep modifying these, get enough money for payroll, and then leave yourself with enough money so you can effectively run your business. It's a more reasonable solution in our opinion. The good thing about our loan is, you said that the winter's the slowest. if you have a really good, you know, spring, or if you have a really good February, March, April, May, and summer, you can always pay this loan offer early and get a discount. So the best part of our loans is it gives you complete control. We include huge discounts for paying off early. So if you have a great June, you can pay this loan off early and save a tremendous amount of interest. It's completely your choice.
I still think we'd be able to, you know, pay it off early. But
I think the most important thing here is, regardless of where you go, is to really understand what your goals are. Because if your goal is to get $40,000 to pay bills, the reality is wherever you go, your payment's going to increase. And that's the problem here. If you borrow $40,000 from us or $40,000 from QuarterSpot, even if it's zero interest, it's still going to cost you money, and it's still going to go up on your monthly payment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I need to just talk with Ms. Berry when I get home, and I need to go on home because it's getting kind of late here. And so
give Jeremiah
back with you in the morning.
Yeah, give myself or Jeremiah a call back. I think the most important thing to really understand is how much are you looking to get in terms of assuming paying off your current 40, you know, all those three things, okay?
Yeah, okay. I sure will. And I'll get back with y'all in the morning, and y'all are at your office then, because I know you're 2 hours behind us.
Yeah, we're in pretty early.
Okay. All right, then. Let me do that, because I've got to get on home now because it's getting late as well.
You got it. We'll talk later, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.